Blog Talk Radio.
Davies, and I would like to welcome you to the Every Black Entrepreneur Show on the Truth Network. And we're glad you can join us tonight. We're excited about all of the information that we have to share with you. But before we go on any further, first thing I always like to do is introduce my co-host, Latasha Best-Gaddy. Latasha, are you there?
Yes, Jimmy, I am here. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well, doing well. Are you getting settled in? Would you maybe tell everyone about yourself?
Sure. Hopefully you can hear me well. So as you mentioned, I'm Latasha Best-Gaddy, and I'm a business counselor at the Small Business and Technology Development Center on the campus of North Carolina Central University. And in addition to that, I am an entrepreneur. I have been in business for a number of years and really working now to develop what I call the next generation of entrepreneurs, which are, for me, my two children, who and helping them foster and grow their own business ventures while still helping with the current business ventures that I have and even continue to just grow some of those. And so in doing that, I have over 18 years of experience working with entrepreneurs in helping them grow from whether it's seeking financing to management to human capital. I mean, and so that's a little bit about me and what my background is. Jimmy, can you share with everyone that is new to the show about you and your background and years of experience?
Sure. I've been at it for quite a while. Next year would be 30 years after I started McMaster's Computer Training Service. And what I did back then, I taught people how to use software, and then I did a lot of database development until about almost 3 years ago now, I decided I really wanted to do something I cared about. So I started the Every Black, Every Dot Black series of websites. And basically what that is, it's websites where people can join. And once you're a member, you benefit by, one, being listed on the site, so everyone will know what business you're in, the services you provide. The other thing we do is we do a weekly mailing email blast to let people know to our email list to let people, again, know what you do. We put you in a monthly directory that is downloaded from all of our websites by literally thousands of people. And then the other thing is that we're constantly pushing information out on the on social media, on our Facebook and Twitter pages, not to mention also on the radio. Now we have our radio show. But that's basically what I do with Every Dot Black, but that's not what necessarily what the show is about. What the show is about is we want to help anyone that wants to start and manage their own business. And we do that with weekly opportunities. We have both for our listening audience, but we also have, and I guess it really doesn't matter whether you're been in business a while or beginning stages. We try to have something that everyone can take advantage of every week.
Yeah, and then in addition to that, what we also do is provide weekly reading opportunities with a brief discussion, and the book that we've been reading is Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice by Dennis Kimbrough and Napoleon Hill. And it has definitely been really good just going back. I read it years ago, but doing it with the show, and hopefully people are following us and have purchased the book or downloaded on their electronic device. But it's a really good book to really get you back in the mindset. So that's really good. We also provide information and resources, as Jimmy mentioned, for all different types of businesses, no matter what stage you're in. So we and try to really have some weekly lessons and tips and things that you can take away and implement in your business or in your thought process as you're preparing for your business. And all the information is on the Every Dot Black website. So we really do want you to engage with us and let us know how we're doing.
Right. Yeah, my email address is jimmy@every.black, or you can reach Natasha at natasha@every.black. And what we did also, we also have guest speakers on from time to time. Last week we had Tracy Scott on of Tracy's Gourmet. And then we also, Natasha covered pricing your product or service. So one of the things we always do each week is we kind of do a quick review of the previous week. But then after we do that, then tonight we're going to be talking about what's coming up with the Every Black Channel going to satellite radio. And we're going to go from 1 hour of programming per week to 6 hours per week. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and talk to some of the people that are actually going to be having their own show on satellite radio in November. And then we have a guest speaker, Cheryl Merritt, with New Legacy Realty in Raleigh, North Carolina. She's going to be our guest speaker tonight, and she's going to give us some really good information. But so that's kind of what we're going to be covering. But before we go any further, before we go into our review from last week, let's go ahead and take a short break at this time, and then we'll come back and get started with the evening's program.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Davies, and I'm the owner of the Every Dot Black family of websites. After nearly 30 years of computer experience, I spent over 2 years developing a series of websites that helps African Americans become successful in the information age, in their businesses, and in their careers. We support our members by highlighting them in a weekly email announcement. We create a monthly directory where every member has a full page display. And this directory is available on any of our websites as a free download. One of the largest advantages of joining the Every Dot Black family is the ability to network with all of the other members. Members are doing business with one another every day. It's only $99.99 a year or $9.99 a month. You can't beat the price. On top of that, we have also partnered with the Truth Network to provide a 10% discount for anyone joining and using the discount code of TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, when signing up. On top of that, we are also donating an additional 10% to a nonprofit. For less than $10 a month or $100 a year, it's an absolute no-brainer. To see all of our websites, go to every.black and click on the Join button. That's every.black. Or if you're an entrepreneur, go to everyblackentrepreneur.com. Click on the sign up button and join today. You can reach us at 919-265-8045. That's 919-265-8045. Or email me at jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, at every, E-V-E-R-Y, dot black, B-L-A-C-K. We hope to hear from you soon. Sign up today and become a part of the Every.Black family of websites.
Welcome back to the Every Black Entrepreneur Show. And as the ad just mentioned, please make sure you join the Every.Black network. And then if you put the code TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H. Right now, what I would like to do is just do a quick review of last week on pricing, and it's going to be very, very quick. So just know that all the details will be on the website and with links to where you can find out more information. But last week what we talked about was just pricing your product and service, and I talked about what I'm just kind of summarizing tonight for about five different areas. So one, understanding your cost. Two, being able to calculate your time. Three, understanding your market and what's going to drive that cost, so to make sure that you're not overpricing or underpricing your product or service. Next is understanding your competition. And then finally, understanding the quality and value. So this is just a brief snapshot of what we talked about last week, but just wanted to recap it really quick because I'm really excited about what we have to introduce everyone to, and just going to satellite radio, and want to give enough time for our guest speaker. So, Jimmy, did you have anything that stood out to you in terms of pricing last week? I mean, once again, I just gave a real high-level view of summarizing it, but was there anything
I just think, just like always, I think you did a great job covering it all, and like you said, we will have it all on the website. But I did want to give a shout-out, too, to Tracy Scott, who was nice enough to be our guest speaker last week and telling us about her story. You can find her at tracysgourmet.com. And what she does, she sells dressings. She said that her story is kind of interesting. She went to the doctor and realized her weight was a little higher than she wanted, and she couldn't believe it. So she decided to, and she knew she had heart disease in the family, so she decided to change her diet and then discovered that there were no really good dressings out there, so she made her own, and now she's selling her dressings in 20 different stores, I think she said, in Whole Foods, and I can't remember the other, into other stores. But if you want to give her a try, go to tracysgourmet.com. So I just wanted to shout out to her. But And a really, really nice lady, too, just really inspiring story that she had. That's what you kind of turning lemon into lemonade. But I wanted to talk about the Every.Black channel going to satellite radio. And this is going to be a big deal.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
Yeah. And what we're going to do is, and like I said, instead of having 1 hour of programming time, we're now going to have 6 hours of programming time. So we're going to have six different shows, and they're going to all focus around entrepreneurship in some way. Now, we'll still have the Every Black Entrepreneur Show, but there'll be a change. And it's a good change in the sense that everything is good, but Latasha's going to be doing a spinoff. She's going to have her own show, especially for women. And Mr. Ryan Ray is going to join me as the new co-host on the Every Black Entrepreneur Show. This is going to happen in November. Now, we're also going to have an entrepreneur show just for youth. This is going to be with Domita White and Sam Griffin. And that's going to be a show just for youth. There's going to be a show for using social media. And I want to say just for youth entrepreneurs, I should say. Everything's about entrepreneurship. There's going to be a show about using social media in your business. And that's going to be hosted by Tamisha Thomas. And then we're going to have another show for what we call returning citizens, people coming out of the prison system. And that's going to be hosted by a successful man. His name is A.J. Ware, who was incarcerated, came out, and now has a very successful thriving business in the Raleigh, North Carolina area. And then we're going to have, I'm going to skip over this next one here because I want to mention, too, that we've got about 30 minutes showtime that we haven't designated for anyone. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a contest. We're going to give away a 30-minute satellite show to the best idea that comes across our desk. And the way we're going to do that is you can go to the everyblackentrepreneur.com website, click on the entrepreneurs link, and the contest rules and information is there. You can submit. So if you know of anyone that wants their own satellite radio show, you've got about 3 weeks to submit the best idea, and we'll review them and go from there. So, and they'll have a show actually for 90 days. And then I want to mention, too, is that on all of our radio shows, we're going to have some guest speakers, some rotating guest speakers. One is going to be Delisa Lee with technology. She does computer training and apps. And then Cheryl Merritt, who's actually our guest speaker tonight, is going to be talking about residential real estate, living with the real estate. And finally, I want to get to two of the people that we have on the line, Mr. Dorian Carter and Sherry Taylor. Now, they're going to have their radio show, satellite show, about commercial real estate. And we have them on the line right now. And to give you a brief information about those two, Sherry was actually on a few weeks ago. And she's based here in the Durham area. And they work together with On Point Partners. Dorian Carter is the owner of On Point Partners, based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. So I'm gonna let them tell me about themselves. But Dorian and Sherry, are you there?
Yeah, just I think Sherry is on, but I'm definitely here. Good afternoon,
okay.
Everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Well, ask you not, first of all, tell us. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jimmy.
Oh, I was just going to ask you to tell people about yourself and then about your company and then what some of the ideas you have or plans you have for your upcoming radio show.
Okay, well, thank you, Jimmy, and your audience for having me on tonight. I am Dorian Carter, president of On Point Partners, and we're based in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're an investment management as well as a real estate development firm. And focusing in commercial real estate. Our mission really is to create change in urban communities by developing residential and commercial properties and promote economic growth, focusing in the underserved areas. And so out of this this mission, we push hard to help more minorities become investors in commercial real estate. You rarely hear about many African Americans, even minorities, when it comes to commercial real estate. Well, we really want to build that bridge, that gap. We feel like it's the difference in creating wealth in our community. Of course, real estate is always a focus. A lot of us focus on home ownership and investing in homes, but there's a whole nother market out there that where we should be in. At last check in the industry, it's less than 1% minorities in the commercial real estate field. So we aim to close that gap, and thank you for allowing us to be a part of the Every Black channel. And we really want to launch our show on November 11th. And when I say we, Sherry, I'll let her at least introduce herself, and then before I go on and tell you about the show.
Thank you, Dorian. And thank you, Jimmy and Latasha, for having us on tonight. My name is Sherry Taylor. I'm a development manager with On Point Partners. And my background is a little bit different. I worked as an urban planner for a long time, and then I got into commercial real estate. So, you know, my goal has always been to transform communities in some way, but I also wanted to know how to do that and how to put deals together through real estate. And I think it's something, as Dorian mentioned, that our community really needs to get a handle on, because we can change our communities ourselves. We don't have to wait for other people to do it for us. So I'm just really excited about this show and sharing the knowledge that we have. We're going to have some great guest speakers and some great interviews from all over the country. So I think this is going to be a great opportunity for both investors and entrepreneurs to really get some more great information and know how real estate costs affect their business.
And so we are planning on November 11th to launch the Urban Real Estate Radio Show with my co-host, Sherry Taylor. And really, the goal of the show objective is to inform, educate, and enlighten minorities about commercial and investment real estate opportunities by utilizing wealth creation strategies. And so some of the show's topics that we're planning on focusing on will be leasing commercial real estate, business funding for real estate, investments, of course. We definitely need to invest to build wealth, development and community transformation. We'll also go into how financing of real estate and is really done. How do these projects actually work behind the scenes? It's a big mystery to most, but we feel like we're able to create a show that will go into the in-depth part of commercial real estate. And not only go into those things, we'll bring in people from across the country that are teaching real estate, minorities. We'll go into bank lenders. People are developing commercial real estate for major corporations that you would never know behind the scenes. And we as investors or folks out here can be investors and investing in some of these projects. So we really want to bring that knowledge to the urban community.
Well, it sounds like it's something that's really needed. I really believe that, too. And I really have a good feeling, you know, actually knowing both of you personally, I think you're going to have a very successful show because of who you are, but also because I think I don't know of another show out there that's going to be doing what you're doing, what you'll be will be doing after November 11th. If there is one out there, I'm not aware of it. So hats off to both of you. I'm really looking forward to see what you do with it.
Yeah, and I'm excited about that as well. I mean, and excited about the topics that you listed and how it's looking at wealth creation more than just home ownership. A lot of people only think about real estate from a home ownership perspective. So I like it looking from a commercial side. So I think that's so fantastic, and I just can't wait till November 11th that y'all kick it off, and excited for both of you and the work that you're planning to do on the Urban Real Estate Radio Show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. So anything else that either of you would like to add?
I would just say, Jimmy, again, thank you. You're doing big work on your channel here, and thank you for the forethought of reaching out to us. And but specifically, we're at a time in of things that's going on in our country. I know some folks look at, we're calling 45, I think, 45 in the White House, you know.
Right.
That's understandable, but we have to understand that for African Americans and minorities, this is the right time for us. Because his focus is making laws for his folks, and we have to understand that we now have to begin looking at opportunities for us to invest in things like this and other ways and businesses and these things to build wealth within our community. Because in the end, we feel like commercial real estate is a key part of restoring our community as well. We need shopping centers, retail, office. We need those in our community. So we certainly, from our platform, can't cover all of the United States, but we definitely can do our part by educating the masses.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that this last election woke a lot of us up if we weren't already awake, that, hey, it's on us. But also, I appreciate the thank yous, but we have to also thank Bishop Michael Bates for first of all, bringing us on, Latasha and I on, and then giving us this expanded role from 1 hour a week to 6 hours a week. So thank you all the way up the line. So,
absolutely.
Share any last
I just again want to say thank you to you, both you and Bishop Bates. We are very excited about being part of the Every.Black lineup, and I'm ready, and I hope your listeners are ready to be a part of this great work that's going to be happening.
I think they are. I mean, just listening to both of you, I'm like getting excited all over again every time I think about it. But yeah, that sounds great.
And well, and if they want to know more about On Point Partners,
how do they reach you?
Yes, reach out to us at www.onpointpartners.com, and it's spelled differently, O-N-P-O-I-N-T-E. Partners with an S.com, and we can be reached there as well as on social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook page. Give us a shout out, like our page, and join our mailing list as well. You'll get a monthly newsletter.
Great. Well, we're gonna take a break at this time. And then when we come back, because of time, we realized that trying to squeeze in our weekly reading, it would be a bit much. And we wanted to really take time out to hear from Dorian and Sherry and then our next guest. So we're going to take a break, and then after that, we're going to bring our next guest, Cheryl Merritt with New Legacy Realty. Welcome back to the Every Black Entrepreneur Show. And one thing I meant to just do is I went into break, but I just wanted to tell Dorian and Sherry thank you again for giving us some information about your upcoming show in November. Well, tonight our guest speaker is going to be Cheryl Merritt of New Legacy Realty. And Cheryl is a 25-year veteran of the real estate industry and CEO of New Legacy Realty. She was founded in 2005. She's the current president of the Triangle Board of Realtors, a chapter of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, which she joined in 2008. She's attended several regional and annual NAREB conferences and dedicated to helping fulfill the mission of the association. She received her BA degree in communications from St. Augustine's University, has a Master of Business Administration degree from the University of Phoenix. She holds certifications from the Association of Housing Counselors, NeighborWorks Training Institute, and the NCLR Home Ownership Network Learning Alliance in the housing program. And on a personal note, she's a native of Raleigh, North Carolina, where she's one of seven siblings. She is the mother of 17-year-old twins and thoroughly enjoys attending and hosting family gatherings. She's enjoys working in her community, traveling, reading, and pursuing professional and personal development opportunities. Now, I had the pleasure of hearing Cheryl about, maybe a month ago. And after I heard her, I just asked her, I said, I really want you to come on the show and give us some information about residential housing. So tonight's a real estate night. First we had commercial, now we're going to residential. Cheryl, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jimmy. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Good evening. Yes, we can.
Good evening, Cheryl.
Good evening. How you doing, Latasha?
Good.
Good. So,
well,
Jimmy, thank you for the introduction.
Sure thing. Did you want to add anything about your background? And like I said, we'd love to hear your presentation. I want you to share your presentation with everyone.
Absolutely. You covered most of my background. Just to add a little bit more, as Jimmy mentioned, I'm a 25-year veteran of the real estate industry, and I also have a tremendous amount of experience in the housing counseling space as well. So I'm a community advocate, and one of the things that I enjoy, and it sounds like we might miss that tonight, is reading books too, and I'm a fan of the Napoleon Hill book, Thinking, Grow Rich, A Black Choice. So hopefully we will get to that. But the presentation that Jimmy heard from me a month or so ago was centered around home ownership rates in the United States. And that's something that's near and dear to me as being a member of NAREB, the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. We have a mission initiative that we launched in 2016 to help close the gap in home ownership rates between the minority community and whites. And so I'm working hard and trying to do my part in that. So just to get started, tell you a little bit about where we stand. The current home ownership rates among whites is about 71.9%, right? For Hispanics, that number is about 46.1%. And for African Americans, it's about 42.4%. And that information was taken from the U.S. Census in 2015, the third quarter. So as you can see, there's about a 30% gap between the white home ownership rate and the black home ownership rate. And, you know, the reason that that's a problem is because, you know, wealth in any community is typically starts with home ownership. And so if we're, you know, lagging behind at about 41%, we don't even have half of the people in our community who own homes, then we have some work to do. And so just to quote an article that I read here recently, from the Urban Institute, it said, home ownership has historically been the best way to build wealth by far, Goodman says. Look at the average wealth of homeowners versus renters. The average wealth for black Americans who are homeowners is $90,000, with $50,000 of that in home equity. The average wealth for black Americans who are renters is $2,000. Mm-hmm. So with that said, we've got to find a way to educate our people as to how and why it's important that they seek home ownership versus seeking or continuing to rent. Because, and we know that everybody's not going to buy a house. I mean, we were not naive in that way. But at the same time, we do need to continue to educate people on why home ownership is not just important for them, but it's important for generations. That's how we're going to be able to build generational wealth within the community. So as mentioned earlier, as a member of NAREB, we have taken the mantle, and we want to carry that mantle, and we have created a report called The State of Housing in Black America. And you can visit the website at www.nareb.com if you'd like to see and read it. The last report from 2016, that's a report we did a couple of years ago. That's about 180 pages, so you can find it on the website. But we did an update to it in 2017. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Well, I was just going to say, and you maybe you're getting to this, but what can we do to bridge the gap on some of the things that makes home ownership maybe not out of reach for people, where they think it is, but maybe there's things out there that they can do to actually own a home?
Yeah, and that's a great question, because we, both in real estate and working as a housing counselor, one of the things that I found was that a lot of people don't believe they can own a home. We find that a lot of people do not believe that they can own a home, and so they don't know what the process is. So education, to answer your question, I think is one thing that we need to continue to do, is to educate, folks on what it is that they need to do. So, and we do that through a variety of ways, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes. But the State of Housing in Black America, the SHEBA report, some of the things that it highlights is some things that are going on behind the scenes, like we're talking about in the policy and regulatory environment, right? So in addition to educating consumers and people about home ownership, there's also some policies that could be changed or to help to encourage and provide home ownership opportunities to more people, especially in the minority community. We noted that there's some restrictive underwriting and lending practices that go on in the industry. We actually participated. We took the SHEBA report to the Congressional Black Caucus meeting just this past September in Washington, D.C., and had a great turnout of people who came and sat on the panel to discuss some of these regulatory issues. Credit scoring is one of them. African Americans do not tend to use credit the way that others might use credit. And so we're looking at ways and asking for some changes to how credit reporting agencies view how people use credit. So, for instance, if you've been renting a house for, let's say, the last 10 or 15 years, or apartment for that matter, that is not reported on your credit report, right, at all.
Right.
And so we're looking at maybe having, where a credit reporting agency can look at your rental history as part of your credit file, as, again, they are not doing that right now. So that's some of the changes we're looking and asking for. There's also what we call loan-level price adjustments, and I don't want to get too deep in the weeds here, but it's simple. It's pretty much if you have a lower credit score, then you may be charged a higher interest rate, which is, in a way, is kind of strange, because if you're already having problems with your credit, why would they want to charge you more money? So those kind of practices came into effect around 2012, and so we're looking at trying to have some changes made in those areas as well. And then another policy that was implemented several years ago was FHA mortgage insurance premium. It used to be you could, once you got to about equity in your house, once you had about 22 or better percent equity in your house, you could drop your mortgage insurance. Well, after the financial crisis, FHA mortgage insurance is now on the loan for the life of the loan. So effectively what that does is it makes your mortgage payment higher, and so that will price some folks out of the market. So just a few other things. We noticed that there's been a lot of sales to Wall Street, some of the houses that have been traditionally for people who may have lower incomes or low to moderate income, now those houses are being sold in bulk to Wall Street investors. And so that's taking some of the housing stock out of the market and making our inventories low in lots of cities across the country. And these investors are using these properties for long-term rental. And so effectively that's making it harder for some people to even find homes that could be in their price range. And that's we see that as something that we could make some adjustments to. So I don't want to just talk about the problem, because we do have some solutions, and this is kind of what you asked, Jimmy, as to what is it
right.
that we can do to help folks, you know, who are interested in home ownership. So, again, we are looking at trying to assist 2 million African Americans in becoming homeowners in the next 5 years. That is not something that we can do alone, right? So we're looking to lenders and housing counseling agencies and other folks out in the marketplace to help with this initiative. You may have heard, or maybe not, but Wells Fargo has made a $60 billion commitment over the next 10 years to help with lending in the minority community. And so it's situations and it's, you know, things like that that are going to help us to make this work. And if we can get to the 2 million over the next 5 years, that's going to take our home ownership rate up to about 53%, which is where we've never been. So we're really excited about working towards that goal.
Let me ask you another question. I just want to ask you real quick. You mentioned Wells Fargo. Now, I don't know, a few months ago, maybe a year back, I know they were in the news, but it wasn't good. Is this part of, like you said, they're offering $2 billion to help people finance homes. Does that have anything to do with the problems they had a while back? Or is this just another program that they've got going on?
Well, Wells Fargo has been a partner of NAREB's for many years, and
okay.
you know, when we launched and announced the initiative for 2.5 million, they I think it was just this year announced that they would do the $60 billion commitment toward low to moderate income borrowers. So, yeah, and
okay.
and that's just one group. We also have others that we're working with. NAREB has a chapter. Our network is about, we have about 90 chapters throughout the country. And so what we're doing is it's going to take a grassroots and local involvement, right? So we do activities such as home buyer workshops. We do community wealth building days. We actually have a national event coming up on November the 4th where we are going to highlight veteran home ownership. And so
okay.
we're going to celebrate veterans and talk to them and, you know, and help get them into more homes because we see there's a gap there as well. So it's initiatives and it's activities like that we're doing on the national level and at the local level. We also promote down payment assistance program because if you look at the data, one of the things that holds people back from home ownership more than anything else is down payment, right? You no longer have to have 20% down and to purchase a house, but some people even have a hard time getting the 3.5% that is needed for an FHA loan or the 5% that's needed for a conventional loan, right? And so we promote down payment assistance heavily. Even here in our local area, we have programs that can help you with 3%, 5%, and even one program that can give you up to 25% of the purchase price of your house in the form of a 0% deferred loan over 30 years or until you sell the house. And so just to give you an example, if you were looking at a $200,000 house, you could get up to $50,000 for that particular program, and you would effectively just be paying a mortgage payment based on $150,000. So those are the types of programs that make it more affordable for folks who are in the low to moderate or who just aren't able to, you know, pay more money for the home purchase, right?
Is
so
that
now,
a national
let me
program?
Ask
go ahead, Latasha. Well, I was just asking, is that a national program that where you can have that deferred loan, or is that a local or national?
That is a North Carolina program. It's a state program,
okay.
but some of the other states may also have those types of programs. I always advise people to check with their state housing finance agency because that's where you can find a majority of the down payment assistance programs is through the housing finance agency for that particular state.
Okay.
So my question is probably twofold. The first question is, so one of the things that I've noticed is that sometimes millennials or some of our younger generation are a little hesitant for seeking home ownership because of some of the housing crisis that has happened in the past. So what have you seen in reference, and not because of just the housing crisis, but because if they have student debt or other debt that they had through college, that also kind of can deter or push back the time frame for them actually getting a home. So have you noticed any change or transition in terms of kind of what I consider that younger generation and home ownership? And then I'll ask the second question.
Thank you, Latasha, for your question. So the answer is yes. So, the statistics show for sure that, younger people, millennials, are staying home with their parents longer, and it's typically due to student loan debt, right? Because, right now, when you have, thousands and thousands of dollars of student loan debt, you have a pretty high payment. But I can see, too, where some of the lenders are making changes to their policies, right? So it's funny you ask that because I just had a meeting yesterday and I was talking to some lenders about their programs and asked the same question about, well, how are you guys counting student loan debt? And one of them told me that what's happening is there is a program out there where if your student loan debt is showing, for instance, if you're on an IBR, an income-based repayment plan, and that shows up on your credit report, let's say as $150, well, one of the programs will only count that as a $150 payment towards your debt-to-income ratio, where typically if it's they will look at 1% of your student loan debt. And so that makes a huge difference in being able to qualify for a mortgage or not. I mean, it makes a huge difference. And so one of the things that we're doing is trying to get that information out to millennials and others that, listen, if you do have a student loan payment and you're on a payment plan, this is the type of loan you might want to try to seek because it will look at what you are currently paying and it won't penalize you and charge you 1%. Does that answer your question, Latasha?
It does. Thank you. And I appreciate that. And then the second question, I know that a lot of times, especially for entrepreneurs, they are using their home as a tool for equity using the equity to invest in their business or any of their entrepreneur endeavors. And so once a person gets into a home, how can they ensure that they are continuing to build that equity in the home so that it can be used, whether it is for a business start or even help that child go to college so they can reduce that debt or even if it's just home repairs. So once a person gets into a home, how can they manage that so we don't get into that crisis again that we had with the, bad lending practices?
That's a great question, Latasha, and you're so right. That is how most small business owners start, their businesses. They use the equity in their home to kind of fund their business. And so one of the things that we try to teach is sustainable home ownership, right? And so it's not just about getting in the house, doing everything you need to do to get in the house, and once you're in, it's over. It's more so about sustainable home ownership. How do I stay in my house? Because, as you said, we don't want to get back into the crisis that we had some years back. And so, again, it goes back to education. It goes back to making sure that a person maintains their credit score, that, just because you're in a house now doesn't mean you don't have anything else to do. I mean, you got maintenance and all those types of things that you still got to manage in the house. So I think education is the first thing. And then to your point, you have to, look at the future. What is it that you're trying to do? Are you going to be looking at, entrepreneurship or putting some kids through college? And so I think the other thing with that is location of where you buy your house, because it's unfortunate, but it's true, that if you unfortunately, typically in some minority neighborhoods, they do not appreciate as much as some other neighborhoods. And so I think we've got to find a way to, if you are looking at your house and building equity, you may have to look at what communities you're living in. And that's not to to say anything negative. That's just to say that, unfortunately, for some reason, our neighborhoods, they just don't appreciate as much. And so even looking at where we live now in the Raleigh area, you know, we are seeing finally an uptick in some of the neighborhoods in what we call Southeast Raleigh. And I've, like I said, I've been in the business for 25 years, and I finally can see where there has been a tremendous amount of appreciation in that area. And so one of the things I'm telling people is, if you consider selling, now might be a good time for you to do that, because these cycles, they don't come but every so often. And so that's what I would do. I'd say pay attention to where you're moving to. And, you know, make your payments on time so that you can build that equity, and then keep your credit score, you know, keep it up so that you can be able to do things that you might need to do in the future with that equity.
Oh, good. Thank you. This was really good, good information and good resources. And I'm looking at the time. Can you give all of those sites again?
Oh, absolutely. Again, I'd recommend everybody take a look at the Sheba Report, and you can find that on the NAREB website. That's www.nareb.com. If you have any questions for me, feel free to reach out to me via email, and that's at Cheryl@newlegacyrealty.com, and that's Cheryl with an S. Please like me on Facebook at newlegacyrealty.com, and also I'm on Twitter at New Legacy Realty. And I appreciate both Jimmy and Latasha for your time this evening, and I appreciate the audience for listening.
Oh, sure. Let's take a break, but Cheryl, don't go away yet. Let's take a short break, and then when we come back, we'll just let you finish out the hour. So we'll take a
Thank
short
you.
Break at this time.
Hi, this is Bishop Michael Beck Sr., the Business Bishop, CEO of Truth Radio and Television Network. We're a streaming broadcast station bringing tools to take you to the next level with mission-driven messages, best in entertainment, advice, resources from some of the most influential businesses, ministries, and relationship, as well as personal development leaders in the world. Inspiring everyday people with a true passion for love, life, business, and what they do best. If you'd like to take what you do to the next level, your exposure is based upon your expansion. Your expansion is based upon your exposure. What we'd like to do is to help you get to the next level. If you'd like to partner with us, if you've enjoyed the program that you're now listening to, give us a call at 818-280-8198. 818-280-8198. If you have something that you'd like to share with the world, give me a call, 818-280-8198. Remember, truth crushed to earth will rise again.
Welcome back to the Every Black Entrepreneur Show and on the Truth Network. So we definitely want to hear any last-minute comments from our guest speaker. I definitely think this has been beneficial, and even our talk tonight around just all types of real estate, commercial and residential. And then, Jimmy, we'll let you close us out after that.
Absolutely. Yeah, Cheryl, did you have any other things to add with your
Well, no, I just wanted to, again, just reiterate, you know, this initiative of trying to assist 2 million African Americans in becoming homeowners in the next 5 years is something I think that we all need to rally around. We are advocating at, again, the local, state, and federal level for changes that can help us to achieve that goal. And it's going to be to the benefit of all of us if we can help to increase homeownership in the minority communities. Because, as you know, the face of America is changing. It is a brown place that we're living in. And so we want to make sure that everybody has access to what they need and, you know, are able to take advantage and that there's equity in those in that.
Okay. And one last time, how can they reach you if anyone wants to reach you for information?
Feel free to call me. My toll-free number is 866-215-8097. My email is Cheryl@newlegacyrealty.com, and that's Cheryl with an S. I'd be more than happy to connect you with somebody in your local area. And Facebook at facebook.com/New Legacy Realty and on Twitter at New Legacy Realty.
Great. And like we mentioned earlier in the show, you know, we're going from 1 hour to 6 hours and going to satellite on November 11th. And so Cheryl is going to be one of the guest speakers on a number of the shows. She's going to be one of the regular guest speakers talking about real estate and wealth building through real estate. And then again, we'll have the Every Black Entrepreneur Show, which I will continue to host. But Latasha is, I mean, and I told her today, she's a fantastic co-host. I couldn't have picked anyone better. But she's going to be having her own show for women. And it's going to be an entrepreneur show geared for the ladies. Next week, we're having Demita White and San Griffin on. And they're going to be talking about their upcoming show on satellite radio. They're going to be working with you, a show for entrepreneurs that are between the ages of, I think they said, 12 and 25, I believe. Anyway, the young people. And then Tamisha Thomas is going to be the host of an entrepreneur show for social media. And then we've got AJ Ware, who's going to be a host for the show for returning citizens. And this is a young man that was incarcerated, came out. And just to give you a brief background on AJ, he likes to race cars, and he was finding that he was having trouble funding his racing cars. So what he decided to do was to he realized other teams, race car teams, were having trouble too. So he decided to start a company to find money for anyone that had a car they wanted to race. And he goes out and finds anywhere from $3 to $32 million per car, and then he gets a commission. So I don't know what the commission is, but it might be bad if he's talking about $3 to $32 million per car. And he's going to be talking about entrepreneurship. And he also works with a program called Inmates to Entrepreneurs, which I really think a lot of. They're based in Raleigh. They help anyone coming out of the system that wants to start their own business. And then, again, we had Mr. Dorian Carter and Ms. Sherry Taylor on tonight, who are been in the commercial real estate business with On Point Partners, which Dorian is the president of On Point Partners based in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they're going to be having a show on with about real estate, commercial real estate. And to be honest with you, that's not something we often think about, but once they really explained it and that less than 1% of minorities are in commercial real estate, the need is just so apparent. So we're really looking forward to everything we've got going on. Oh, I need to mention that Ryan Ray will be co-hosting the Every Black Entrepreneur Show with me. And then we have Delisa Lee, who is a computer instructor. She will be coming on from the different shows as a guest speaker on the subject of technology and the latest apps that are out there. And then the last thing to mention is that we're actually giving away a 30-minute satellite radio show. It's going to be a contest. For the to enter the contest, you can go to everyblackentrepreneur.com, click on the entrepreneur link at the top, and right under that is the information about the contest that just put on today. And we're going to see who out there has the best idea for a radio show on satellite radio to reach millions of people, and we're going to bring them into the Every.Black family as one of our shows. So that's what we have coming up. We're really excited about it. We're right at the hour. Is there anything else that you'd like to add, Latasha?
The only one thing I would just add for next week is that we are still reading the book Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice by Dennis Kimbrough and Napoleon Hill. We are on chapter 6, which is What Are You Worth? So chapter 6, What Are You Worth? So would love for people to make sure you get the book, make sure you read the chapter, because we will be talking about that chapter next week. And just want to thank all of our guest speakers tonight. It's just been such good hearing, and I'm looking forward to the transition of going on to satellite radio and all that is happening with the Truth Network and the Every Black Entrepreneur Show. So just want people to continue to tune in and want people to connect with us, and definitely don't forget to join Every.Black.
Thank you. And have a good evening, everybody. Thanks, everybody, again.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a good evening.
Against the wall, and I feel a hole.